Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Midwest Tension.
Yee! Yee! Yeah! Yeah! The girl fiend! About my cake. When it comes to guap, bitch niggas don't hesitate. On the streets, on the block, in the booth, now you know. I go
stupid doodle, dummy. I go stupid doodle, dummy, dummy.
Get with the wave. When it comes to guap, bitch niggas don't hesitate. All about my paper, just so you know. I go
stupid doodle, dummy. I go stupid doodle, dummy, dummy.
But in these verse, let's be dispersed. On the speech truth, what I hear them, yeah, it hurts. On the mission since my birth. On the turf, with a nerf, rocket launch, just no purse. Don't converse with the snakes that gets me the dirt. Boss bitch, I was coming in first. Rooming with pusher. To the soil, yeah, I'm loyal, so please, please don't push her. In the face, you know I'm mush her. Blowing on the swisher. I paint the perfect picture for lame. Niggas so pussy, so I dush her. On the back, my fitty, my guap, my cheese. Bitch, act niggas say KCP coming. This nigga, it's vacancy. When I go in, best you better start running. Ain't none of y'all phasing me. When I ring, when I wreck, just know that it's nothing. This bitch, the hardest, stop fronting. About my cake. When it comes to guap, bitch, niggas don't hesitate. On the streets, on the block, in the booth, now you know. I go
stupid doodle, dummy. I go stupid doodle, dummy, dummy.
Get with the wave. When it comes to guap, bitch, niggas don't hesitate. All about my paper, just so you know. I go
stupid doodle, dummy. I go stupid doodle, dummy, dummy.
I go stupid, try to regard the hardest of me. Chicks who want to start shit. In the beat, you know we rocky. Hanging off just like a rocket. Let me catch you out of pocket. We coming. And all the haters, shit, please stop it. We watch it. Nigga, I'm just for you. Weak ass niggas with a goose come get you. No turn backs for certain. You swear you a thorough bitch. Wanna pop that shit till you see me in person. Just know that I walk it. How I talk is a mean feelings. I'm hurting. Wanna meet this back to keep flirting. All about my pepper, my currency. No time for the bullshit. Test if you wanna. Let me meet emergency. Rooms your dooms, cause curtains are gone. No just with the entity of energy. You were losing your motor. So just pay homage. Move over, bitch. About my cake. When it comes to guap, bitch niggas don't hesitate. On the streets, on the block, in the booth, now you know. I go
stupid doodle, dummy. I go stupid doodle, dummy, dummy.
Get with the wave. When it comes to guap, bitch niggas don't hesitate. All about my paper, just so you know. I go
stupid doodle, dummy. I go stupid doodle, dummy, dummy.
All about my CHEEZ. Bitch ass niggas, you wanna test me. A lot of fake was talk trying to clone my recipe. But I'm so savage, let it, yeah, nigga, I'm a G. All about my CHEEZ. Bitch ass niggas, you wanna test me. A lot of fake was talk trying to clone my recipe. But I'm so savage, let it, yeah, nigga, I'm a G.
I go. You already know what it is, baby. We are live and direct.
Get it?
It's your girl Fee representing. Big shout out to us on Deck Thursday, 10 to 12 midnight Eastern Time, live right here on Streets Radio. Got to give ourselves another round of applause because it's really awesome. Now, of course, I've been busy for like the past couple of weeks and everything like that, so I haven't really got to really be rocking with you guys like that. So, but I'm back for a minute, but then I have to go away again. We're very busy right now. You already know what it is. The LA Country's musical program is going down right now. Last night was the show over there at the Pyramid.
Yeah, that's from New York City.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
They said it was crazy in there. So shout out to my girl, Eddie the General, holding it down. You already know it is popping. And then today, the official 6th Annual Park Tour starts. salute to that.
For bringing, I mean, hip hop back to the community.
Yes, yes. You know, we always got to do something for the community. The 6th annual park tour, it just went down today. It started in Bushwick, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And Maria Hernandez.
Woo! Right there in the hub.
Your stomping ground. In Maria Hernandez Park. That's where it was located. Today was from 2 to 7 p.m. Shout out to Health and Skelter.
Channel Live
came through. Oh, man, mad people came through.
Yeah,
the other artists, of course. Yeah, all the supporters, everybody that came through and showed love, you already know they did it. You already know we do it for the kids. Every summer goes down. You already know this.
Tomorrow's
going to be over there at Coney Island, I want to say.
Bryan Beach. It's Bryan Beach.
No, Coney Island. Coney Island. I know that much. Anyway.
You know, the first date and the last date. Fucking mixed up with the
MC. I am so mixed up in between. I'm the worst. Sorry.
It's good still, man. Go to elegantunders.ning.com.
Oh, yeah.
All the information is on there.
Yeah. Sorry, that flyer and all of that, you know.
You can register on there through PayPal. So you're, you know, man, just go over there, man. Hit it up. Google research, whatever you need to do, Elegant Hunters musical program. I mean, definitely check out new issue of Royalty Magazine just dropped.
Yes, the Summer Grind issue.
Yeah, man.
And you can get it print.
Yeah, definitely.
You can order it print now.
So fuck with us, you know what I mean? Definitely hit it up, royalty.street.org, you know what I mean? Hit that up, hard body. And, you know what I mean? It's going down, man. Shout out Taz at MC. It's crazy, like 52 pages now.
Yeah, it was nice looking too. Yeah, it's dope. It's looking nice.
Wow, it's been a couple years that Royalty been out, you know what I mean? And, you know, Street is celebrating our anniversary as well.
Yes.
So it's about 11 years, you know what I mean? The anniversary already.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That Taz been holding it down with the Street Thoughts community and, I mean, Streets Radio and all that. You know what I mean? And it's been a constant grind, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nonstop, yeah. So shout out to Taz on our team.
It's a hard road, you know what I mean? It's been a long road, and I mean, niggas ain't on no gimmicky shit, none of that. Try to blow up and be in the mainstream, you know what I mean? Regular motherfuckers grinding it out, you know what I mean? Doing what we love, you know what I mean? This music shit, you feel me? That's what it is. So shout out to us.
Yeah, it is. But yes, tomorrow is the 20th. Tomorrow's the 20th. One to seven, like we said, 1 to 7 p.m. is going to be at Coney Island Boardwalk. Yes, West 20th and West 21st Street. So there you go. Coney Island Boardwalk is Brooklyn, New York.
Wow, you know what I mean? It's going to be crazy. It's going to be hot tomorrow, so there's going to be a lot of people out there. That's going to be crazy.
Yeah. So it's gonna, and plus, the beach is right there.
Train. Yeah.
The Hoyt, the Skimmer Horn.
You know what I mean? Right there in the hood. So, I mean, right there, man. We in Brooklyn, three of those days, and then the Bronx one day. So we in Maria Hernandez Park, which went down today, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? In Bushwick. And then tomorrow, we're going to be on Coney Island Boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be bananas. Mm-hmm. I already know that. At nighttime, too, they probably going to stay after 7, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But that's going down to Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what was that?
The Poe Park.
Poe Park.
Mm-hmm.
The next day after that, which will be on Saturday.
The 21st.
Saturday. And then Sunday, Tompkins
mm-hmm.
in Brooklyn, once again. So that's what's up.
And then we are out on the road. Heading to Kansas City, Missouri.
Wow.
So we're going to be there hitting y'all up really soon, Kansas City, Missouri. We got y'all July 28th over there at the Czar Bar, 1531 Grand Boulevard, downtown Kansas City. It's going to be crazy, y'all. We're going to have, we got thenetwork.com going to be in the building. We got Don Juan, Misery ENT. He fucks with Tech N9ne, super producer, all that type shit. He's going to be in the building. Going to have mad people in the building, you know. It's going to be crazy. We're going to have fucking Kool Wayne. He's probably going to be in the building. Maybe Tech N9ne come through again. He came through last time. So you just never know. I don't know. Of course, we're going to have Rico Ricardo in there with your favorite record. Yo, Vega Inc. is going to definitely be in the building. You already know this. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a good, good look. So. Hopefully everything goes down, gets down with the get down. All you Kansas City artists really claim y'all serious about getting y'all buzz up, y'all need to come get y'all buzz up, plain and simple. You already know what it is, y'all. So it's going to be live and direct. Of course, NAB is going to be the building. I'm coming home for a minute.
Yeah.
And I'm going to rock the fuck out. I'm going to
July 28th.
Yes.
Long bar, elegantlondon.com for all information right there. It's going to be in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Man,
sure,
that's like, what, 5 shows coming up
in a week.
That's
what's up, man. So, we're working hard, of course. And then I'm going to be rocking out with my boy Rico Ricardo, Let the Beyonce. Well, No Breaks ENT, what's your state records? They got their Project X video shoot / parties going down. The 4th, August 4th.
Yeah.
It's going down over there at St. Joe, Missouri.
St. Joe,
right. Yeah, so I'm going to travel up the road
right.
And get it popping over there. And then we headed to South Carolina August 11th. Going to be live at The Spot. That's the name of the club, The Spot.
All right.
Yeah, so we're going to be live over there at 7258 Park Lane in Columbia, South Carolina. So it's going down. It's going to be bananas over there. So I'll be sure to hit that up, of course. And then the 23rd, August 23rd, of course, we're back in New York. You already know we're back in New York every third Wednesday of every month. Live over there at Club Pyramid. But then the 23rd of August, we are in ATL or whatnot for the official release of the all-female edition of Hip Hop Stardom 101. We got that party going on. Of course, Elegant Hennis is going down. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be over there at the Crow's Nest. So,
oh, that's crazy,
huh? It's nonstop, but it's the life of a hardcore rapper. If you win it to win it, baby, come fuck with us. Go to elegantlondon.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and everything like that at Elegant Hoodness, at AD the General, Miss Fifi, MAB, G3MZ718, Special Gift _MAB. Follow us. You already know what it is. We get it in, get it popping. Get at us, y'all. And be sure to look out for the new mixtape that's dropping, Eat It With Ease, hosted by your girl DJ Ethan Sleek DJs. Going down, baby. You ready to get into some music right now? About to get into some new music and shit like that. You already know this. If you got music for me or whatever you think, you got some hot joints, send it to me. You can send it to NABMP3s. That is NABMP3s. The number 3, the letter S, @gmail.com. Make sure that it is MP3 formatted, title, along with your contact information, your Facebook, and your Twitter. All right? So we can be sure to promote you to the masses. It's very simple. Do not send us links. Do not send us anything that says track one, track two, anything like that, you will be deleted. So you already know what to do, baby. Hit us up, nabmp3@gmail.com. Tomorrow is Fresh or Mess, but I don't know if we're having Fresh or Mess.
No, we're not even having Fresh Fridays. We hitting the road tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, my bad. Yeah, that's right.
New York City, of course, my hometown, where it goes down. The Mecca of all things, hip-hop and life.
Oh, Lord.
Real talk, I mean, so I don't even think we're going to be able to do
this. Oh, we're really not going to be able to.
Nah. In the road, like you said, and you ain't got the fuck all going on, but then you're hitting the road again to go to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? But Streets Radio is still here. You can check the archives anytime. I mean, streetsradio.com. We also got the other shows popping off, and I mean, got the other station about to jump off too. I mean, you can check those out, fm.streetsradio.com, you know what I mean? We'll see what's going on over there. You know what I mean? We're about to really blast off real crazy, you know what I mean? Streets Radio got the new issue of Royalty, like I said, just dropped. I mean, new issues of Hip Hop Stardom that just dropped. Got another issue coming out,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? In like a couple days or weeks, you know what I mean? Like a week or two, you know what I mean? Also working on that all-female issue of Hip Hop Stardom 101. You know what I mean? There's rumors of somebody. I don't want to let the cat out the bag just yet.
We grinding over here, son. I'm telling you.
Things in the works, you know what I mean? So definitely, man. If you're a female hip-hop artist, you know what I mean? Or not even a female hip-hop artist only. Or any type of female, you know what I mean, that's doing something positive or whatever, you know what I mean?
That's making moves, that's doing her thing, that's really out there killing it.
Fashion, actresses, you know what I mean? Lawyers, doctor, whatever, you know what I mean? Basketball, whatever it is, you know what I mean? Y'all looking.
Yeah, activists, whatever you go.
Females, you know what I mean? Some, shed some light on the females, all that, right?
Yeah.
NAB, that's what their whole movement is about, you know what I mean? Nothing as. He isn't
bitches,
you know what I mean? But break it down, you know what I mean? So they can know what it is.
Understand what it means. It's nothing negative. We always turn negatives into positive. It's nothing as bitches. Bitches meaning beautiful, intelligent, talented, charismatic, honorable entrepreneurs succeeding. That's what it means. So it's nothing negative. We flip term to positive and get guap. So understand that. It's an all-female movement, empowerment, program, we get to them.
Yeah, shout out to them, you know what I mean? My sisters and all that. You know what I mean? And my wife, you know what I mean? Or you know what it is, man. Shout out to NAB, they hold it down. You already know. I mean, fuck with them on the Twitter, they be going hamburger. You know what I mean? When they all get on there, it'd be crazy. You know what I mean? Shout out, of course, Miss Fifi, NAB, AJ General, special guest, NAB, underscore NAB, Lily, NAB, Precious NAB, Silent Rebel, G-Steam 846.
843.
Oh, 843, my bad. G-Steam 843.
Carolina Girl.
626. You know what I mean? Yeah. Shout out all y'all.
We love you. Yeah. Let's get to some music, yeah. We in here. You already know this Streets Radio. Let's go.
I am smoking on this Afghan. Eat these rappers like Pac-Man. When the gas goes click clack blam, it can see through you like a cat scan. All these niggas is whack fam. How you fucking with that man? They love you then hate you, so fuck all of these rap fans. These niggas never loyal. The block tide it boils. My bloodline is royal. Need some work, who will employ you? 50 on the bundle. Got all your work is spoiled. From pitching to the kitchen, niggas whipping to the oils. Trying to get this bread, got bucks to earn.
earn. Bullet in your head, feel the usher burn. What's concerned when you talk is learned? That trapping is a southern term. Man, damn, my rap official fans. And rhyming, I'm a lion. You in sacrificial land. I'ma ride or die with my niggas, getting higher off of them switches. If you ever try to fuck with us, nigga, nigga, we grind, we rust, we great. It's getting my new stuff, cause it's finished. If you ever try to fuck with real niggas, take work. You can never slow my grind, you can never slow my grind. Real niggas, take work. You can never slow my grind, you can never slow my grind. Real niggas, ain't true. You can never slow my grind, you can never slow my grind. That's what you won't do. You can never slow my grind. If you try, then nigga, fuck you. You.
Raw life, nigga, I'm all in it. 305, I'm authentic. 5 grand to get your head knocked off. I had you murked in 5 minutes. I eat rappers like soul food. Yo, new bitches, my old news. I beat the beat like Pro Tools. Bow down like you supposed to. Running this hill like Carl Lewis. No BS, that's all to it. Muscle ink, we are sushi. I'm dangerous like raw coochie. I'm the shit, I need a bedpan. You talking shit, you a dead man. I'm G'd up like Goodfellas. Niggas softer than bird feathers. On my grind, to gain no weight. If your ass don't work, you won't gain no weight. I don't say these hoes, no need for a cake. Hand in my cup, no need for the chase. Hate on me, that's all good. Goes in my mouth, that's all hood. Cash in my pocket, that's all fetid. Tools on deck, that's all ready.
I'ma ride or die with my niggas, getting higher off of them switches. If you ever try to fuck with us, nigga, nigga, we grind, we rust, we great. It's getting my new stuff, cause it's finished. If you ever try to fuck with real nigga, take work. You can never slow my grind, you can never slow my grind. Real nigga, take work. You can never slow my grind, you can never slow my grind. Real nigga, take true. You can never slow my grind, you can never slow my grind. That's what you won't do. You can never slow my grind. If you try, then nigga, fuck you. You.
Grounded, dug in, still at the border, trying to order me some drugs. wristwatch. I get big money right about the bitch cock. I got a big mouth, I'm something like a show off. I got big bread, boy, I get show off. I got big arms, big chest, a big dick. You wanna see some big shit, to holler at dick.
I ain't no big dreams, gave me a big head.
Nigga drive a big body. Eat big lobster, Benny Hines, and sip socks. Peep that shit, I bump any bitch I see. White, black, or tell a Spanish bitch, then I keep. I blow big chronic leaf chronically. I'm not pimping, but these isms coming out of me. And all my big homies, obviously, slang gang bang, don't commit it bang. With it, sue me. I like to smoke big switches and hit bitches with the big booty. I got a big budget, like it's for a big movie. I put the blunt out, now I got a big dude. The cool D's a breadwinner, not a big loser. We Cali Bears, we call a big square a big news. Shoot lights in this nation, it's a big move. It's big business with me, now what is you doing?
Big dreams gave me a big head. Big head, all big schemes to get big bread. Guns too big to play with a nigga. I talk big shit, but the papers, nigga. Pimpin' is big, business is big. Crib a nigga living is big. I'm tryna get the big body whip, but the rims just as big. Shit, a nigga get it how he live.
Louis board, I check a nigga. Black 25 shot. I check a nigga. Don't play around with that check, my nigga. Murder gang, but it's deuce line, nigga. Hunters in the building, better know that, nigga. Murder gang, but it's deuce line, nigga. Hunters in the building, better know that, nigga.
Yeah, I'm in the zone, swinging no cone. Haters in my grill, they won't leave me alone. Cause I got it going on. I got it going on. Cause I got it going on.
Lace up, kill. is the heartbeat of the people. The ghetto people, and when I say ghetto people, the people who cannot afford to go to big concert. Some of these people do not even have TV, so they cannot afford cable. Some of them can afford a radio, so the only thing they can listen to is the music. People from the ghetto, people from the projects, street people, article ghetto youth who know what it is to sing about suffering and reality.
New young girl, them a mad over way. New young girl, them a mad over way. New young girl, them a mad over way. New young girl, them a mad over way.
Guzzle my second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo. Grossing that net simultaneously, making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search but can't find me. Fuck sadness, had this been you having this lavish habitual happiness at me, you wouldn't look back. Would you would have sex on condominium roof deck? So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rocket Roberto Cavalli, no show, no convertible. Mozzie, my Colombiana, mommy riding beside me. Every tat means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something within my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but... Top pocket that snaps, where the gas at? Pass that, not you. You hold cracks in your ass crack. I never did that. My socks where my stash was at, yo. I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that. Cut cool with Preem Demon, Fat Cat Bazan. Future not crystal clear yet, back a rat. Now I'm the one who rap in Queens, way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with sparklers surround my team. That long cash get the baddest bitches out they jeans. 20 years in this game, looking 17. I don't lean, no codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although he's on to another chapter. Heavy D gave his beat to Salon for me to rapture. Yeah, yeah, New York is like an island, a big biker's island. The cops be out wildin', all I hear is sirens. It's all about surviving, same old two-step, try to stay alive. But they be out robbing, I've been out rhyming. Since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad said, the ink from a scholar worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love motto, choke ya, mommy pop it like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoker, Indonesia Doja. Many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Don shit, under fire I remain on some conscious. This for every ghetto in the hood. Nazadon, super cat, the Don Dada, understood.
I'm a bad bitch. You know nothing about it. Louis on my ass. Only Gucci in my closet.
Yeah.
I'm a bad bitch. What you know about it? $1 million girl. I don't need what's in your wallet.
Shit, my bedroom shoes, her made, and I ain't never playing forces. I'm lactose intolerant, I'm shitting on hoes' heads. Bird fly, I come in the right now, it's cold red. Big crowded bags, bitch, I can't leave. Unstoppable, it's like I don't bleed. Been hated on by all these hoes, but I'm smoking toes like teeth and trees. My landscape is fabulous, all Remo immaculate. Bitch, I observe my bank account, so many, oh, they tackling. My rooftop is sold off, bitch, you riding knock off. Got racks on racks, I pop off, with MVP.
I'm a bad bitch. You know nothing about it. Louis
Cavalli hit it. Giuseppe Zanotti. Make me fuck around and drive the Lambo in a lobby. Shaking, baking bitches, I'm on fire, Ricky Bobby. And I don't never see no zeros, unless we talking euros. My fly, you can't get me a hoe. I'm out to these heroes. Handcuffs to my people. Let me fuck y'all mad at me, foe. Cause I cop, I don't lease, I don't worry about no repo. Got the body, everybody been trying to come in and copy, but they all get body for trying to become a copy. You could never be me. Played yourself regardless. I was born a bad bitch. Made myself a boss bitch. Run my own, lay my own movement so you could just get lost, bitch.
Through a narrow hallway, back in my mind, been contemplating all day. How the hell I'm gonna get my songs played? Maybe I'm just going about it the wrong way. Maybe I'm just looking at it the wrong way. Let me stop worrying about what y'all say. The smart fakers always do it the long way. Yeah, I heard I wasn't good enough. I even heard I wasn't hood enough. If they would just laugh and be happy, I hear it. It's always the opposite, I would crush your spirit. It's not my fault, you're gone, miss the last train to Paris. I just take the scenic route when my mind is the clearest. And this is such a pleasant view and you wish you was near it. A perfect time for mom to say wish you wasn't so careless. Yeah, finally made a way for me. And I dare you to try to take it from me. Cause what you see in my life right now, this is all I got. If you walk in my path, better hold on to what you got. Cause there's no holding back, I'ma tell you now that's the
fact. A wise man told me to face my demons, but he really never gave me the reason. Man, it looks so bright this season. Everything has a beauty, but not everyone sees it. Philly is a city where I struggle at. City where it's trouble at. City where you better hope they love you at. Homie got a murder charge, double light, double track. Sunshine peeking through a cell, he ain't coming back. No, I can't picture the ground holding me. Yeah, I got so many places to be. Yeah, and plus I do this all with no degree. So hopefully, we can make it out the streets vocally. Backpack, pen in my pad, study my poetry. Go the extra mile, extra loud, so they notice me. Finally found life purpose. Listen to pop first shit before I write verses. Yeah, finally made a way for me. And I dare you to try to take it from me. Cause what you see in my life right now, this is all I got. If you want. walk in my path, better hold on to what you got. No, I ain't stuck up in the whirlwind, and I don't really care about when the world ends. I just look at you and everything in it, and keep it moving like I did with my ex-girlfriends. Yeah, they come and go, and all that bullshit that you're counting me for. And what the hell you think that you're announcing me for? I gave them back to the world and they bound it beyond. Yeah, I'm finally home and I'm finally y'all. Somebody brain got the Ciroc and Patron. I'm on my second shot and I'm finally gone. Everybody wondering what island he on. Yeah, I'm drifting away and I feel different today. I promise never build something and give it away. A lot of y'all doing way too much in the day. And that's the reason why y'all niggas ain't living today. Yeah. Finally made a way for me, and I dare you to try to take it from me. Cause what you see in my life right now, this is all I got. If you walk in my path, better hold on to what you got. Cause there's no holding back, I'ma tell you now that's a fact. Finally made a way for me, and I dare you to try to take it from me. Cause what you see in my life right now, this is all I got. If you walk in my path, better hold on to what you got.
Yeah, that was your boy Trail Mac right there representing Philly. You already know that because after your stand-up, there was no holding back. Shout out to him doing his thing. Shout out to my dude Q the Question as well. You already know what it is. Got a call in line and see what's good. Caller, you are live and direct. What's popping?
What's up? This is D-Rec calling in to check in with y'all.
D-Rec in the building. What's going on with you, Sam?
Yeah, shit, nothing much, man. Just chilling. Same old thing, same old day.
That's what it is. So, congratulations on your win at the Elegant Henry Musical Program. I supposed to have interviewed him, I think, I want to say, what is it, July? I want to say it was in May.
Yeah.
I'm the worst, but no, I was backed up. It was crazy. That's when I had was leaving, you know, take the mileage to leave,
yeah.
You know, with grandma or whatever. But it was crazy. I had missed the freaking interview, had to reschedule, and I got him in. But I'm glad I got you in and whatnot. I didn't forget, so just know that I did not forget about you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we're here now live in the flesh, baby. You already know it is. So, what is going on with your music and everything?
Basically, I just put out my first mixtape. It's called Just the Beginning. It holds 7 of my newest tracks out of my recently recorded 12 that I started off with. And basically, right now, what I'm doing is trying to get a little bit of a merch store going and trying to push my music out to a couple local DJs, you know, getting them interested in. You know, basically, I'm working on a second new mixtape right now. I don't have a name for it yet. I'm like 3-4 tracks into it. It'll probably be dropping in the next 2 months. But then from there, it's going to be an album. It'll probably take a good about 8 months to a year. So it should be dropped within the next year or so.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you working. You know, he has a plan. He got the plan. He got a maneuver. You got to work it and twerk it. That's what it is, you dig? So.
Exactly.
So, what have you been doing, like, besides your home music thing like that? Like, are you working with, like, a certain producer? You got a whole camp or what?
Well, basically, I go to my boy Country Boy's house, and he actually does producing on that stuff. He engineers, and he also raps with us. So every single track we do that has been pumped out through his studio has been mixed down by him. Sometimes he'll even jump on tracks with us. You know, that dude's all together, multi-friggin' talented, man. I'll tell you what, that dude's a hell of a person to me, man. And
Country boy.
Yeah.
Where y'all from? Where you from?
I'm from Louisiana, down south over there, you know, down over there where Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Got my boys from Racine, Louisiana, New Orleans. Basically the dirty south.
The dirty, dirty, that's what it is, baby. So you on the East Coast now or what?
Yeah, I'm up in New Jersey right now. Like my mom had married into the military and we moved up here. And from there, my girlfriend ended up having a kid. So I ended up staying out here while they moved back down south. They're out living in Mississippi. They're probably tuning in right now. Give a shout-out to my mom and my brother Tyler and all. Hope y'all listening. But
shout-out to the mama.
But, yeah, basically out here with my son and my family trying to get them good, you know.
That's what it is. Shout-out to being a father, yo. Shout-out to all the fathers doing their fatherly duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to the military as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Salute.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's a good look right there. So you performed the Elegant Hoodness. How did they respond to you?
Shoot, I was actually taken away by my first performance. It was actually pretty intense because, like, I had performed before, but it wasn't, like, on big stages or that.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I'd been out of state to perform. So at first on the way there, I'm like, damn, man, I wonder how it's gonna be, you know, because this is my dream and passion for like ever since I was able to walk. Like I've been wanting to do music. I actually played guitar for about 11 years, and I switched up to rap because I was like, you know what? In order for me to define myself as an artist, I could take one genre and just go to the next extreme and basically do the. You know, have the same kind of skill set as I did the last one. And basically, I've been trying to do beats and incorporate my guitar into those beats. So, I mean, it's pretty crazy. Like, whenever I perform, man, I mean, I wasn't expecting the kind of reaction I got. Like, the whole crowd, like, by the second time they heard my song, like, the second song, man, that hook, people were singing the hook by the second time it came back on. And that was the first anybody had ever even heard of me. And, you know, shout out to my boy Frank Mizzy, Man out of Boss Entertainment. We took first, second, and third. So, I mean, we did pretty straight out there in NYC. They were loving us out there.
And you took first place, right?
Yeah, I took first. Mizzy took second, and Man took third.
Look at that.
I mean, we had a straight up boss lineup.
Wow, that's what's up, man.
Word.
You
ain't going to
shut it down.
For real. Huh? Dirty, that shit killed it. The whole thing came through and did they think. Well, I know I want to get into, we got Dedication and Touchdown, so which one would you like to get into first?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, Touchdown sounds good. You know, I'm going to throw a little shout-out to all my New Orleans Saints fans out there around the world. I want y'all to hear this track and basically tell me what you think of it. I've gotten good mixed reviews, so let's see what everybody else thinks.
What do you think about the whole new the Saints situation?
Man, I think it's pretty crazy. I mean, I think if this song gets out there, well, it is the one thing they need for that giddy up, man. They got Breeze, now they need that official anthem. And once they hear that in the dome, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Do you got a Twitter or anything people can get in touch with you with?
I actually have a Facebook. I have a Facebook and I have an artist page on my Facebook. It's they can basically find me under on my main Facebook. You can find me in Derekethomas Theriot, Derek Thomas Theriot. Or you can find my artist page. It's D-REK. Parentheses, Boss Entertainment, or Boss ENT, and you'll see a picture of my mixtape cover. Basically, it's like a rough picture for now, but, I mean, I've actually had a good couple shows. I performed in Louisiana back in May whenever I was on vacation. I performed these two songs in New Orleans at the Cypress, and people were digging that Touchdown song, man. So, yeah, I'll be down to get in the Touchdown first.
All right, let's give it to. We got this anthem popping. The Saints, you better get it together. This is for y'all. So we're gonna get it right here live with your boy D. Rex. You already know this. He's representing Louisiana. He's coming through, baby. Touchdown.
Yeah.
We got a touchdown. Let's go.
Let's go.
Who that? New Orleans Saints in the Superdome. We running the ball down to the end zone. Dallas Colts 43 about to score now. Now who that? They gonna shut the Saints down. Who that? New Orleans Saints in the Superdome. We running the ball down to the end zone. Dallas Colts 43 about to score now.
My dad started off playing guitar,
And as I was growing up as a kid, I saw it, and I'm like, man, like, because I used to listen to a lot of music. Like, that's how I get through my life struggles, and if I have hard times, I'll pop in a good CD and vibe. And then basically, like, I just started, like, I was like, Dad, one day, I was like, Dad, teach me how to play guitar. And he showed me the basics, and he bought me a guitar. And my mom and my dad both put in to buy me a guitar for one of my Christmases. And, man, ever since then, I've been through three guitars and three guitar amps. And now, like, whenever we moved up here, I started to play. And but there was not a whole lot of people out in Jersey who wanted to do, like, the whole rock and roll thing. They basically wanted to, like, listen to the music, but they didn't want to actually, like, make their own stuff. They basically wanted to cover. And I was like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, cover is pretty good, but I was like, let me try something else. And then one day I met this singer. His name is Andrew Baldwin. He's out in Jersey. And he actually introduced me to country. And a month before I started rapping with country in the studio, I used to go in there. He used to call me up, and I used to go sit and critique the studio that they did and all. And he was like, "Yo, man," he's like, "I know you got a good musical ear for stuff, so would you mind coming out to my house real quick? We're gonna record a new track and all." So one night I was just chilling when it was just me, him, and my friend Damian Collins, and we just sat back, and I started getting instrumental for him and stuff. And basically, I just started, like, I had a mind frame. We did a song called Where the Good At to a DMX beat called Where the Hood At.
Yeah.
And basically, ever since then, like, I did that one track, and people were like, dude, your voice sounds good for rapping. So ever since then, man, I've been doing my thing, like, and I just keep progressively getting better. Like, I've actually learned how to, just from country, I've actually learned how to mix my own tracks. You know, basically, I do a lot of good stuff now. Like, he's taught me a lot. You know, basically helped me with my lyrics. You know, me and him, like, every week, I go to his house, like, two or three times a week.
Uh-huh.
And I would just sit back, record. Sometimes we'll just put beats on and freestyle. And then he asked me, he's like, yo, man, he's like, dude, you got a really good talent for music, man. And basically, our whole bloodline, like, on my dad's side of the family is, like, musically, like, talented.
Yeah.
Like, my cousin does drum tech for the singer of Pantera's band down in Louisiana. And every single, like, even my 13-year-old cousin has two guitars. Like, and it's so crazy because, like, everybody in Florida and Louisiana knows me for this big metalhead, but everybody in New Jersey knows me for a big rapper. And whenever I go down south, it's like, dude, whatever happened to thrash metal and the headbanging Derek that we used to know? But whenever I come back up here, they're like, man, you listen to metal at the same time? It's like, dude, I do it all, man.
Wow, that's a crazy mix, yo. I always wanted to try to do a band and everything like that. Like, do you perform with live instruments and everything?
Yeah, basically, like, whenever I, like, me and my dad had a little thing going. It was a family-based band out in South Louisiana whenever I was living down there. It was me on guitar, my dad on vocals, my cousin Lance on guitar, my cousin Jordan on bass, and my brother on drums. And basically, I mean, we used to hit up a lot of, we'd just sit in the living room. And the good thing is you didn't need to call everybody together for practice because we lived, like, 2 seconds away from each other. So we'd be like, hey, you know, we're wanting to play guitar, so if you come, you come. If you don't, oh well, we're doing a new song without you. But, it was a fun thing, man. We used to record off of the little tape recorders because that was back before we even had laptops and all that. So we were basically plugging in cassette tape recorders and recording stuff over there. And whenever I went down there in June, whenever I moved there last year from up here, I was going through all my stuff, and I popped in some old cassette tapes, and, like, I looked back at my cousin, I'm like, damn, dude, do you remember this? This is, like, 10 years old, man. He's like, man, I can't even believe we even sounded like that. I was like, dude, me either, man.
Classic, man. You gotta keep that. You know, you have to keep that when you become famous and stuff. You got to keep
that
grounded.
Exactly.
Classic material. That's what it is, yo.
Hell yeah.
That is dope. Like, I know a dude, but he's out there in in Florida. He plays guitar and everything like that, and we was doing music and everything, but we moved out to New York and everything, and he moved back to Florida. This is when I lived in Kansas City, Missouri. And so he moved and whatnot, but we was going to be, like, doing music because we have the producer, so he was going to be playing strings on the beats and everything like that. I want to still do that. We gotta link up or something, cause I gotta get some real guitar strings.
Hey, I'm down for it. Just hit me up. I'm be down for it.
Yeah, I got my own studio and everything, but we gonna have to do something.
Oh hell yeah, I'm about that.
That's definitely for sure. So, you've been doing music and everything. Like, you got the mixtape, everything out. You're working on the album. What's the next step for you? You gonna be doing any videos or anything?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a couple of them done. I got some ideas. I was going to do one for Touchdown, and I'm trying to get one. I'm basically still setting up plots for all the videos, and we're probably going to either run through Boss Entertainment or one of the video productions that I know out in Florida and Louisiana, because I got a lot of good hookups in Louisiana and Florida with, like, videography stuff, and so whenever me and Country basically sit down and have a little plot about, I'm going to basically write up a plot for it, because I'm already pretty much done with the Saints one. I just got to figure out what I'm going to do throughout the whole entire video, who I want in and how many people are going to be in it. So it's basically going to be a lot of green screening, but if we can make it out, we're going to try to do on-site location filming if we got to. Like, for Dedication, we're probably going to use a lot of on-site recording. But on the Saints one, being that we're in New Jersey and it's the Superdome's in Louisiana, we might just green screen a little bit through Boss Entertainment. But
yeah,
we're not completely sure on it. We're just basically, like, instead of waiting, because I got my friend making me beats for my entire album. So while waiting for my album to come out, while he's still making all the beats for me, his name's Panic out from Philly. He basically, whenever he finishes up a beat, he hits me up and is like, hey, look, got another, like, 3-4 beats. So I'll write to him, record them. But instead of just sitting back and not doing any kind of new music and stuff, I'm going to just keep mixtapes rolling out.
Okay.
I mean, I already have an idea for a mind frame for my third mixtape. I got people, whenever I perform in Louisiana, I actually felt good about this when I performed in this little kid. He was probably like 11, 12 years old, one of the artist's brother. He was dancing to the Saints song, and I got off the stage, and he come walking up to me. He's like, yo, he's like, dude, you mind if I get a mixtape? He's like, and I was like, nah, man, here, take two. So I gave him two, one for him and one for his mom. And his mom was actually the manager for his brother's group. And they're actually pretty big out in New Orleans. And the kid came back to me, he's like, bro, can you autograph my mixtape for me? And I look back at my dad, I'm like, damn, man, I got people down here already asking for my autograph. I ain't even big yet. But, like, it was pretty cool. And I felt like I made that kid's day. Like, I'm like, man, you know what? That's the kind of stuff I want, man. Because in New York, whenever I performed Dedication, I had a guy come up to me, and he had shook my hand, and he was like, dude. He's like, I appreciate that song. And I'm like, I know, man, that's one of my hard, you know, one of my realest tracks I've ever written. And he's like, I know what you were going through with that track, because I was able to feel out every word because my brother died from the same thing. So basically what happened was, like, I used to use music, you know, to relate to my life struggles, what was going on. And all of a sudden, whenever I got off stage and saying that dude told me that, I'm like, man, I was like, this is crazy. I was like, before, I used to sit back and be like, oh, man, Nickelback just changed my life. But now I'm, like, sitting here, I'm like, damn, I just changed somebody else's life, you know? It's like, it's a good feeling. It overwhelmed me at first because, like, the whole club was going crazy. There was, like, 75 heads in there. Like, it was a packed house. And, you know, Frank Nizzy did his thing. I'm sitting here, I was like, man, there ain't no way. People ain't never heard of me. They ain't even going to know what to expect, you know? I was like, I got all the odds against me. As soon as I stood up on that stage, like, at first I felt nervous. You know, I'm like, man, I'm performing out in Manhattan. You know, this is real. Like, this ain't no Pudgy's on bass gig and then do one song and let them do karaoke.
Right.
Yeah. Basically, whenever I hit the stage, like, all my nervousness just turned into, like, excitement. Like, I was so hyped up on the stage. I felt like Eminem in the middle of the movie 8 Mile just bouncing the crowd up and down. Except instead of them bouncing, they were just screaming. I'm like, dude, this is pretty crazy. I was like, this was intense.
That's a good look right there. That's a good look. I know you was hype, like, yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, man, I was like, man, for my first show, people are kind of digging this music, man. So I'm like, let me give them a preview. And it was crazy because I did my Saint song first. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, wow, man. I was like, maybe the Saint song wasn't a good choice. I was like, I just remembered I'm in New York where the Giants and the Jets rule. I'm like, God damn, man, what should I do? And then Kurt Country looked over. He's like, bro, go out there and kill him like you were in New Orleans. So I did it. He was my hype man on stage with me. I tell you what, I've never heard a New York crowd bump that hard to a freaking New Orleans Saints song before in my life. It was insane. Like, that one basically got him excited. And they were like, all right, man, this dude means some business. And then my second track came on, and they're like, damn, this dude speaks some real shit.
That's what it is, yo. Yo, we are live with our boy, D-Rec. You can call us up, 646-478-3243, if you want to talk to him, or hit us up in the chat room, live.streetsradio.com. Don't be scared. Ladies, don't y'all love his accent, isn't it? When is your next show? You got a show coming up? Anything?
Basically, I got one in the works right now. I just added one of the guys from he's like one of the managers of this band called Southdown in Houma, Louisiana. He owns this club called the City Club, and his band's actually signed with Master P's record label No Limits. It was the first ever rock band signed with Master P. So basically, I've been hitting him up on Facebook, you know, exchanging emails and stuff, and I told him I was going to send him some of the tracks because me and Country Boy are actually looking to do a group kind of thing because me and him together probably got like 12 songs, like almost every single one of my songs that has a featured artist, he's on them. I have, you know, you can find them on my Reverb page through my artist page on Facebook, and basically everybody's like, man, I noticed Country's in every single one of your songs. Like, bruh, this dude's got a unique-ass voice, and plus, he's got a unique talent, man. I was like, not only does he rap, but he writes his own stuff. He's got his own studio. He doesn't charge. I was like, why couldn't you, man? I was like, you can't pass up a track with raw talent. I was like, you can't. And like, basically, the way we look at it, our approach to the studio, we don't try to outdo each other on a track. Like, if he starts off, comes out real raw, like real hard, he'll tell me, be like, oh, man, this is what we should do. And, like, basically, sometimes we got some of the tracks where we do, he has more of aggressive sound, and I got more of a laid-back sound. And then I have more of aggressive, he's got more of a laid-back. And it's basically mixing, like, basically it's like if you took Eminem and then Wiz Khalifa on the same track. That's basically how it sounds. Like, it's two great mind frames put in the same song. It just blows people's ears out. It's like, dude, this is insane.
That's what's up. But, I'm glad, like, yeah, y'all have a good chemistry together. That's good.
And I wanted to tell y'all, too, I have a new song that just got put out. He just finished mixing. Oh, I got to get it on my Reverb as soon as possible. It's called, like, an 808. It's an actual club song. Like, on my new mixtape, I'm trying to do basically different styles because my first mixtape, I had a lot of good aggressive ones, you know, some gritty, dirty South type of stuff. So basically, I'm gonna do a silly track on there. I'm gonna have a couple laid back tracks, a couple personals, and then I got a couple out of my element. And basically, I stepped outside of my element for this one. It was like more of a club, kind of like Akon type of song. And it's been getting a lot of good vibes, so I'm going to end up sending y'all that track pretty soon.
Yeah, send it. You already know. Yeah, we'll definitely get it in rotation for sure. We got some pause on the line. Let's see what's good. Kylie, you live and direct, Streets Radio.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, hey. I was calling to let Derek know that I love his accent. I'm his mother.
Oh, this is Mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi. I had to call in because I love listening to him on his interviews.
That's so sweet. What do you think about, since you're his mother, what do you think about his music?
I really like his music. I really do. And I'm proud of the Saints song because I have always been a Saints fan. And, you know, I was a single mom for so long, and we watched the Saints games on Sundays, and I'm just so glad he picked up. That's like, he made my day when he made that song.
Oh, that is a good thing. Thank you for calling. Thank you for supporting your son, too. That's a beautiful thing. I love to see parents support their children's dreams and everything like that, so thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, he has been wonderful. I tell you, when he picked up that guitar and he pretty much taught himself, he would listen to a song and turn around and play it.
Ooh.
Like, I knew at that point that he had a gift and he was talented, and to be able to turn it around into a whole different genre of music. And when he came to me and said he was rapping, I was shocked because he really didn't sing a whole lot. But when I heard it, I said, well, wow. And when I saw him perform for the first time in New Orleans, he floored me. It was amazing. Yeah. And he's got his little brother Tyler here that has picked up on the guitar also, that, you know, he's got bass, electric, acoustic, everything. So he's got all of his little brothers are his biggest fans.
Oh, that's sweet. Shout out to the little bro. That's good. You've been an inspiration to them, D-Rex. That's beautiful. I'm glad.
Thanks for calling, Mom.
I need to know how to play the guitar. I need to learn.
It's pretty simple. It's not too hard, actually. It just gets intimidating for some people because they see six strings and so many different things. But it's pretty simple. Like, once you get the basics, once you get the basic two chord notes down, it gets so simple after that. You can just make any kind of music you want on there.
My daughter, she I got her a guitar. She wants to play the guitar. She kept asking for one, so I said, all right. She asked for every instrument. She asked for a guitar, a keyboard, drums. I said, okay. I mean, she'll hold the set. So she got it, and she just goes in. I'd be like, oh, Lord, okay. Maybe she'll make me some money one day.
You never know.
Thank you for calling in. We got some more calls on the line. Thanks, Mom. You be sure to tune in. We're going to play his last track in a minute, okay?
Okay, I love that one, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Shout out to the mothers. I'm a mama. Shout out to the moms out there doing their thing. We got another call on the line. Let's see what's going on. Caller, you are live and direct with us.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Derek. We want to say that we love your music, and we love when you come out with new tracks, and we all get around and listen to them. And this is the Richies, Ashley, Tyler, and Courtney, and we're so proud of you.
I appreciate it, y'all.
Where are you calling from?
Arkansas
in the building. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
You ladies, you want to give any shout outs or anything while you live on the air?
Go. No, we just wanted to call and say we're proud of D-Rick.
All right, babies. Thank you, ladies, for tuning in with me.
Welcome. Love you, D-Rick. Good job, D-Rick. We love you.
All right, later, Ash.
Look, let's get Duck. He's over there. He's like, y'all crapping my style. Y'all crapping my style right now. That's cute. Shout out to them doing their thing. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in with us live and direct. You already know what it is. Hit us up and let us know what's good. Let us know that you're feeling your boy. You have to get a Twitter for sure. You have to get a Twitter for us and everything like that. But he does have a Facebook. You can easily Google him. It's very, very simple. Or you can check him out on the goodness. You can check him out on the blogs. You can check him out in the magazines, of course, and everything of that nature. Just hit us up and let us know what's going on. But, of course, we got the other track that's on deck. We got Dedication. We want to get into that right now. But before we do, I have a couple of more questions for you. Have you you know the new Nas album came out? Did you get to hear it or anything like that?
Yeah, I actually heard a couple of them, a couple of the tracks the other day. I was online scrolling through some stuff, and I heard it. It's pretty cool, man. I like that album so far. I'm gonna end up buying that shit pretty soon because that's a damn good album. I ain't even gonna lie about that.
Yeah, it's popping right now. Nas, like, he even came back. They was like, it's like the new Illmatic and everything like that. So he's going pretty hard right there, and you see his longevity in the game. He's been in the game for 20 years, and this is his 10th studio album. So you doing this music and everything like that, like, you have so much passion and so much energy and so much focus towards it. What advice could you give to other up-and-coming artists that's trying to be inspired like that, that want to have that longevity like that? What advice could you give to them?
Basically, The best advice that I've always gotten from people was, you know, sometimes you just gotta push yourself because you never know how you're gonna sound until that button gets clicked with that record. And then at first, whenever, you know, I started rapping and I wasn't satisfied with my first track, but everybody around me, like, they were like, dude, this is pretty good for your first one. So basically, the way I look at it is, like, just keep trying your hardest. Never give up. You're going to have some downfalls, but that's why God gave us 2 feet so we can stand right back up and come back at it again harder than we ever have. Because, like, basically, I've gone through a lot of people hating on music that I do and, you know, just basically telling me that I won't ever make it anywhere. But I actually, you know, started doing something with it. And like I told anybody, I was like, even if I don't get signed, I was like, you're still going to hear new stuff from D-Rec. You're going to hear all kind of new stuff. I was like, to me, it's not about ink on the paper. It's about that music that fills people's hearts and that actually can hit somebody. And you're like, look, I've actually suffered through this. I know how it feels. I could share my pain through this album. That's actually what makes people want to buy a lot of artists' albums, because they can actually sit back and relate to it, kind of like Eminem said in Sing for the Moment. It's like, basically, you know, you got people listening to you. Even though some people won't admire what you do, somebody somewhere is always going to be sitting there in their room with posters of you on their walls, sitting here like, man, this dude speaks some real shit. Like, he actually means some real words, you know. He ain't just putting stuff on a page and trying to make money off of something, you know. I mean, he's basically speaking his mind about how he feels on certain days. And basically just take the criticism, and you don't have to be – don't get negative about it. Just basically whenever somebody comes up to you saying they hate your music and all that, be like, all right, well, in a couple of years I'll see you from the top. Because, you know, basically you're already a level higher than them, because – they're stooping low to downgrade your music, but yet they don't even do the music that you do, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, just basically just keep striving, pushing forward, never lose that drive. Never lose that drive, because if you lose that drive, I mean, it's easy to get it back, but if you keep on the roll, if you keep on top, even if you don't record music, even if you write lyrics, you know, some people, you never know, man. You could be a ghostwriter for somebody and end up selling those lyrics, and you'd be still making money off of something that you ain't even recorded, you know. So basically, just don't give up. Just keep pushing forward, because, you know, once the past is the past, you never look back. You just keep rolling.
Keep rolling, baby. You heard him live and direct. Yes, baby, that is what it is. So we live on Streets Radio, and every time I have a guest on here, I would love for them. I make them, basically. No. but I'd be like, yeah, I want to spit a 16. So I let you display your talent to the world. Would you like to spit a 16 for us?
Hell yeah, I can do that for y'all.
Well, whenever you're ready, baby, give it to us. We ready for you.
All right, let me get the mind frame right quick. Yo, so check it. I'm sitting back just chilling. I'm listening to the music and the words start spilling. I'm flowing like an ink on a page and I'm just spilling. All the beans I got in the past, I'm just reeling. Cause I'ma tell you what, it's like a fish and I'm in the game. I just caught the hook and now I'm off the chain. Cause now I'm riding and I'm riding these lyrics real hard. I don't even keep going cause I know I'm hard. Me and Country Boy up in the studio, yeah. We getting it in, we going in hard, yeah. Repping for the down south and the east coast. West to the north side, you know we on the coast. Cause we be riding and we surfing straight through the waves. Like in magnitude 6.8, we cutting waves. Basically, that's what I got. You know, just messing around stuff.
I love it. I love the country sweat. I finally got to talk to somebody that sounded more country than I did.
Yeah. Give it up for the country people.
They always talk about my accent. I'm like, your accent is crazy. I'm like, what accent? I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool accent. I ain't even gonna lie about that.
So shout out to Jay. Shout out to you doing your thing. Before you get up out of here, you want to give any shout outs or anything?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a couple shout outs. I want to give a shout out to my dad, my mom, my brothers, my cousins all down in Raceland, all my family down there. I love y'all. I'm still going to make it through. I'm making sure I push harder for y'all. I got my boys down in Florida, Eric Stacy, a couple of, you know, Keyshawn Robertson, you know, HG, Adoree, Gerard, Eddie King, all of them. And then up here in my north people, I got Dina, Veronica from Boss. I got Man Man, Country Boy. You want to give a shout out to Country's brother Black, you know, Brandon Fluckers, basically anybody who has helped me make me who I am today. You know, I want to give all a shout out to all my friends, Devin, you know, Devin Wharton. I got all kind of people listening in right now. And basically, man, what I want to tell y'all, keep bumping my music, keep pushing it forward. Y'all doing a hell of a job for me right now. We're about to take this. We're about to take D-Reg national, baby. We're about to go worldwide in this shit.
Worldwide, baby. You already know what it is. Live and direct, Streets Radio. Shout out to everybody live in the chat room. Shout out to Tammy Verdeen. She said, I'm so proud to say I know this guy. Keep it up. You are so awesome. So shout out to her doing their thing. Shout out to everybody who's live in the chat room. Shout out to you doing your thing. You already know. Send me music. You can send me music anytime. It doesn't matter. Just send it to me. We will get it on the air. You already know it is.
All right. Sounds good to me then.
Yes, baby. We're going to get into the track right here, Dedication. Thank you so much for rocking out with us tonight. You already know that it is all love, baby. So keep doing your thing. I want to hear some more music from you, sir.
Yeah, y'all keep doing y'all thing, too. I appreciate y'all having me on there.
You already know it is, baby. Let's get into it right now. Your boy, D-Rack, Dedication.
Yeah, it's your boy D-Rec in the building right here now. Now let me tell you something. Have you ever been to the doctor's office and they tried to give you some bullshit saying you got something wrong with your ass, saying you got like 2 months to live? Man, you know what? Fuck them. They ain't God. They can't play that fucking role. Now I'ma tell you something. This is a song to all them motherfuckers. Let's go. I'ma make it through the struggle through the dedication. I could've fucking died from all my medication. Whoever knew that ADHD could've claimed me? It wasn't the disease, it was the medicine they gave me. I'ma make it through the struggle through the dedication. I could've fucking died from all my medication. Whoever knew that ADHD could've claimed me? It wasn't the disease, it was the medicine they gave me. The other day, I stepped into the doctor's office. Said I needed medicine so they can make money off it. Man, I thought it would work, so I took the offer. They didn't tell me yet, that shit could put me in a coffin. Took it for 2 years and never had problems. It wasn't working at all, my demons turned to goblins. Felt like a scene in a movie, my soul they were robbing. My heart was beating so fast, no telling when it's stopping. I woke up every damn day with my head throbbing. I bet you it was from that fucking pill that I was popping. The doctor said it would calm me down, stop all the rocking. Who knew that my fucking health was constantly dropping? I'ma make it through the
the struggle, through the dedication. I could have fucking died from all my medication. Whoever knew that ADHD could have claimed me? It wasn't the disease, it was the medicine they gave me. I'ma make it through the struggle, through the dedication. I could have fucking died from all my medication. Whoever knew that ADHD could have claimed me? It wasn't the disease, it was the medicine they gave me. I had so many pills, felt like a drug addict. I couldn't lose nothing, nothing, cause I never had it. So much stress on my back, I just wanna stab it. I picked up smoking, yeah, it's a bad habit. So many back and forth trips, man, it drove me crazy. Cause I don't wanna tell them that they fucking lazy. Thanks to all you motherfuckers, I'm the one who saved me. Come back, y'all ain't gonna play me. I wanna run up in your office with the fucking knives. Now I'm on a killing spree, yeah, bitch, I'm taking lives. I'm in a fast car, I'ma let my anger drive. I'm about to take your life like you tried to take mine. I'ma make it through the struggle, through the dedication. I could've fucking died from all my medication. Whoever knew that ADHD could've claimed me? It wasn't the disease, it was the medicine they gave me. I'ma make it through the struggle, through the dedication. I could've fucking died from all my medication. Whoever knew that ADHD could've claimed me? It wasn't the disease, it was the medicine they gave me.
Yeah, shout out to my boy D-Rec right there doing this thing, representing. You already know Louisiana by way of Jersey, so you already know what it is. He's doing this thing right there, Boss Entertainment. What's good, babies? Be sure to get at him, check him out. You already know, go to BossEntertainment.com. You can check him out on there, whatnot. His Reverb Nation, everything like that. Be sure to holler at him. He's a good, good dude doing good, good things. I love artists that's really honing in on their craft and really serious about their craft and their talent and know their worth and everything like that, is really trying to do their thing. So shout out to him making maneuvers. That's what you have to do. You already know what it is. So congratulations to him. He is nominated for a Top 10 Artist of the Year Award at the Elegantness Program as well for 2013. So be sure to be on the lookout for that. Voting, I believe she's probably working on that or whatnot to get all the artists and stuff together. Probably wanted to be knowing anything to later on down the line, later on down the year and everything like that. So just be sure to go to elegantness.name.com for all the information and everything like that. But shout out to D-Rec doing this thing, baby. You already know what it is. We live on Direct Streets Radio. We in here. Let's get to some more music and everything like that. Hit the girl up, 646-478-3243. Be sure to follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Miss Fifi N-A-B. It's very, very simple. Be sure to follow Streets Radio as well. Follow your boy G3 and Z718. We're going to be live and direct in NYC tomorrow. The park tour is going down. It's going to be in Coney Island Boardwalk in Brooklyn tomorrow from 1 to 7 p.m. So be sure to go over there and check it out. It's going to be crazy, yo. We got a call on the line. Let's see what's good. Caller, you are live and direct. What's popping?
What's good with you, Ms. Later?
What's good with you?
I ain't nothing. I'm trying to actually get on the conversation with the whole D-Rec thing.
What's good? Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with his engineer, his producer.
Oh, that is what's up. Let me see if he's on the line still. D-Rec, are you still with me?
Yep, I'm still here.
Oh, there you go. Live and direct. There you go.
Hey, what's good with it, man?
What's up, country?
Hey, can I hear you up on it, man? I'm over here peeping you out, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see you doing your thing, baby boy. Keep that thing pumping, you feel me?
Yeah, you know it. I'll be there Saturday for some new music.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what's up, man. Actually, I got a video thing I'm trying to get you to do, too, man. I just talked to one of my mans. He probably shoot us a little video for probably for dedication, to be honest with you.
Hey, sounds good to me, man.
So where are you
okay.
at?
I'm actually in Jersey, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm right here in Jersey with him.
Oh, that's what it is. So you the main producer. This is the one you were telling me about, right?
Yeah, this is him.
This is him live in the flesh. I'm going to have to come work with you. I hear you
put in your work. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I be trying to do it up. You know, I got to keep it moving, man. I got to keep my people right. You feel me?
So what's going on with you? What's going on with your music and everything?
Well, actually, I got a mixtape about to be dropping out soon. It's 609 meets 910 Carolina King. You feel me? That's going to be coming out. That's got probably about 12 to 13 tracks on it. You know, I got a couple of hardcore tracks on there, a couple of R&Bs, a couple, you know, I'm actually about to be working on a reggae track with one of my boys. I'm going to do a reggae track, you know, get the club right, get them popping out there. So whenever, you know, I'm just basically doing me. I'm doing what I'm bred to do. It's like 300 Spartan. I'm doing what I'm bred to do. You feel me? I got to make this music thing really pop for me because I got too many people depending on me, too many people depending on him, the whole label, the whole movement, basically.
That's what it is. So how can people get in contact with you to try to work with you or anything?
Well, basically, like, a lot of times they can either go through give me one second, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, through basically through a Boss Entertainment site. Either that or you can go to Reverb Nation where most of my stuff is at. I got a couple of things on there. So does D-Rack. You got a couple of things on there, but most likely just go on my Facebook and you'll basically be able to get in contact with me that way.
What's your Facebook?
You say what's my Facebook?
Yeah.
My regular base originality name, man. I just went original on that. Just look up Curtis Wright. It'll pull up real easily. You'll see my mixtape cover on the front of it. Two Camaros and me in the middle of it with a big old thing of pimp juice in my hand. You'll know it's me.
I got him looking for that pimp juice.
What you got in that cup?
Man, shoot. Some of that codeine making me lean a little bit.
He can make you lean just a little.
He's going to make you lean, all right.
That's what it is. So what's going on? Y'all be working together. Have y'all worked with any female artists yet or what?
Actually, we have, well, I actually had a little something in the making, but I don't really like to talk on about it because she's not here no more. But, I mean, I'm still here. Like, she ain't dead or nothing, but it's just goddamn, she's just, I don't know, man. It's kind of hard to explain her. She was with another label. I've been trying to get on a song with her. I did a song about her. She did a song about me. I'm talking about a girl wanting to work with me, but I don't know. Things just didn't work out the way we were planning for it to actually work out. She's a very good artist. Her name is Cream. She go by the name Cream, you know, and she's amazing. But further, as far as females, we don't have too many of those rapping type females. We have a couple of singing females, though. Yes, we do have that.
Yep.
Okay, but see, y'all haven't met me then.
Well, we might have your dog come, Miss Pete.
Exactly.
I do
I'm
it all.
A collab.
I do it all. I'm just trust and believe that I get to the end. So understand that. All you got to do is just Google Fifi. Miss Fifi, NAB, you will find a lot. A lot of dope.
Hey, Kurt, that's what I like to hear.
I know, definitely. That's what I like. I need me some females on the track, man. I ain't going to lie.
You already know I represent. I go home for my ladies. Understand, I don't do no bubblegum rap, none of that type of shit like that. I get you in. You dig? I give you that real deal. So that's me.
That's what I like to hear. Let's make a sale. That's all that matters to me. I'm commercial rap.
Hell
let's make
yeah.
a sale. Get that money.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, baby. It's been there in the flesh. You already know what it is. I want to thank you for calling up, though, hollering at us or whatnot. That's a good look. So I will be touching base with you. I ain't playing. You.
All right. I'm serious, too.
But y'all, thank you for calling that and everything like that. I'm giving to a couple more joints. We only got about 20 minutes left anyway. I'm just
to a couple more joints. If you got any music, you can send it to me. Of course, we'll
okay,
get it on
well,
here. You can send
okay,
it to
so
me.
How'd I go about that? Is a certain thing I go to on your website or what?
No, you can send it to my email. You can send it to the music email. It's NABMMP3S, like MP3s, at gmail.com. You just send the music in and whatnot, you know, your contact, your Facebook, your Twitter, whatever, so we can be sure to promote you and everything like that.
Okay, I got you. I actually got two good ones for you, too.
All right. I've been for that music, so send me some music. Send me some good music, all right?
Oh, that ain't no problem. Not with me. It ain't no problem. I got you. Y'all have a good time. Direct, man. You know what to do when you get off that phone. You know they hit my phone. We got to talk, all right?
Hell yeah, bro.
All right. Thanks, Miss Cece, for having me.
You are so welcome. You call back anytime, all right? I like your accent, too.
All right. Appreciate it, baby.
That's what it is, yeah. That's cute. Uh-oh. That's what it is. See, I'm glad you were still on the phone.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to let you get us out of here or whatever. Let me get into some music and shit. I'm so about to be out of here. I got to pack and get ready to go to NY and whatnot, get ready for this park tour. So
sounds good to me.
Keep it. You send me some more music, and I will definitely
hell
have
yeah.
to. All right, baby.
All right. See y'all later, y'all. Have a good night.
We're about to get into some Shana right now. The moon. Get into that.
Money all in my brain, money all in my mind. Y'all remember my name, these hoes two step behind. Money all in my brain, money all in my mind. Now get up out of my lane, bitch, I'm on my grind. Ain't nothing coming, cause bitch, I get that bad. Some say I'm conceited, some say I'm the shit. Some say I should quit it, but I say suck a dick. Coconuts and rocks, Patron by the shot. I got 10 bad bitches, all of them on the floor. All of them on the star, some of them on the swallow. Watch me lead the way, the rest of these hoes gon' follow. I get money all day. Same shit tomorrow. Pouring out all this lean. Dumping out all these bottles. This hoe say she motto. This hoe say she ass. But show that hoe some money. She gon' lay on her back. A hoe gon' be a hoe. A bitch gon' be a bitch. A slut gon' love the fuck. A trick gon' be a trick. Now I say hoe gon' be a hoe. A bitch gon' be a bitch. A slut gon' love the fuck. And a trick gon' be a trick. Money all in my brain, money all in my mind. Y'all remember my name, these hoes two step behind. Money all in my brain, money all in my mind. Now get up out my lane, bitch, I'm on my grind. Diamond mine, all this ice in my automobile, and you wonder why I can't find the time to conversate with you silly chick, cause I'm allergic to silly shit. Season off, you filthy hoes, cause you filthy broke and I'm filthy rich, and I told them hoes there's no stopping me. CMG, a monopoly, we that team, gon' see that cream, and I see my dreams, I'm gon' wobble it. Who's a mean guapole? Why them haters keep watching me? Cause I'm the shit, don't be the shit, and if she the shit, then it's not the day. I got money all in my brain. Money all on my mind. All I see is these dollar signs. Without money, I'ma go blind. Shawty told me he rich, and he gon' take me on trips. Shot the freeze, way overseas. I got all the keys to these wheels. All this money I stack, I got racks on racks. She can't do it like this, and she can't do it like that. I said, all this money I stack, I got racks on racks. She can't do it like this, and she can't.
can't do it like that cause I keep money all in my brain, money all in my mind. Y'all remember my name, these hoes two step behind. Money all in my brain, money all in my mind. Now get up out my lane, bitch I'm on my grind.
Money, 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 money.
Everybody right now, get the fuck up. See a hatin' motherfucker, tell him shut up. Pretty bitches hit the dance floor and put your butt up.
Clap, 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 clap.
Standing ovation.
Clap, 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 clap.
Standing ovation. Yeah, what up? Everybody right now, get the fuck up. See a hatin' motherfucker, tell him shut up. And pretty bitches hit the dance floor and put your butt up. Riding through the city in the Panamera. White bitch front seat, Christina Aguilera. 40 on my waist and it's too cone. That bitch got niggas like a Groupon. Selling money, money making rocky. Money in my pocket, all a nigga know is shopping. Boy so fresh, tell him stopping ain't the option. And show to get low on the flow, she poppin'. Instagram, photo. Name a fly nigga in the polo. Green up, it's the logo. You ain't talking about paper, it's a no-go. Yeah. What up? Everybody right now, get the fuck up. See a hatin' motherfucker, tell him shut up. Pretty bitches to the dance floor and put your butt up.
Clap, 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 clap.
Standing ovation.
Clap, 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 clap.
Standing ovation. Yeah, what up? Everybody right now, get the fuck up. See a hatin' motherfucker, tell him shut up. And pretty bitches to the dance floor and put your butt up.
Bitch!
Say it like two show. I take a couple stacks, no new poke. Lil mama got drunk, now she stuck. That nigga in the corner rolling weed up. Slide in a spaceship. My grandma dollars in a pay ship. I'm talking lame nigga, be quiet for this thing on my waist. Give a fat boy diet. Eight ball, no pool hall. Short nigga, long thing, name too tall. Baby moving back and forth like a seesaw. In the club, no court, still we ball. Yeah, what up? Everybody right now, get the fuck up. See a hatin' motherfucker, tell him shut up. Pretty bitches to the dance floor and put your butt up.
Clap, 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 clap.
Standing ovation.
Clap, 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 clap.
Standing ovation. Yeah, what up? Everybody right now, get the fuck up. See a hatin' motherfucker, tell him shut up. Pretty bitches to the dance floor and put your butt up.
Clap, 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 clap.
Standing ovation.
Clap, 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 clap.
Standing ovation. Yeah, what up? Everybody right now, get the fuck up. See a hatin' motherfucker, tell him shut up. Pretty bitches to the dance floor and put your butt up.
Clap, 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 clap.
Standing ovation.
Clap, 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 clap.
Standing ovation.
Bottles on ice, bottles so nice. I ain't gotta sell, homie, this is my life. You see tri-force, you see PC. See three, two times the Cali.
shit surrounded me. Now what's this? Sounds like this. Bad on tracks like this, I'm so ready. Every step is a move toward the study. Calico shit, 100 round clip, about to gun him down quick on some underground shit. Think you prepared to step in the square? Ain't nobody scared over here, nigga. Only one goal, and that's get rich. Last thing you heard was blackout, bitch. Let the bullshit begin. Niggas blowing my high. Hey, I don't fuck with the state. Heaven. I roll with my brethren. Six. On the road to the rich. Five. With the strongest survive. Four. Move on one accord. Three. X's in the T. Two. Put a homie in the blue. One. The drums. Niggas ain't ready, son.
One, the eruption's begun. Two, I feel sorry for you. Yep. Three, this is DHC. So if you see me and my team, sucking niggas need to flee the scene. Cause we don't just step in, we all step out. Heard all that chatter chat, like, what's that doubt? What? You wanted a tongue wrestle, so don't tap out. No. But you know what we finna do? We finna
black out.
16 blunts on a pothead chest. 16 dips with a pothead kiss. Yeah. 16 sets, give them big man flex. 16 ain't enough, so the bars don't stretch. Shot to kill Slick, he do it overseas. Shot to KSP, he cracking in the keys. Shot to Nerve Z for wrecking that mic. And what I look like for getting just right. Kerosene, sweat, and petroleum fizz. Jet fuel drool, couldn't siphon my shit. A few niggas tried, but all that they get is a
thank you, Facebook,
for liking my shit. Now I see motherfuckers tossed upstairs, but you don't want nothing over here, nigga. Only one goal, and that's the clock figures. And the last thing you heard was blackout, nigga.
Damn. Let the bullshit begin. Nah. Niggas blowing my high. Eight. I don't fuck with the state. Seven. I roll with my brethren. Six. On the road to the rich.
Five.
With the strongest survive.
Four.
Move on one accord.
Three.
X's in the T.
Two.
Put a homie in the blue.
One.
The drums. Niggas ain't ready, son.
That was your girl, Mo Diamonds, right there with Cam Newton. You already know what it is. Shout out to my boy, D-Rex. Everybody that's tuned in with, shout out to D-Rex's mom. What up, mom? What up, boo? Shout out to the little bro. Everybody that tuned in, you already know what it is. Big Country, what's good, baby? Shout out to everybody that called up and tuned in live in the chat room and everything like that. Thanks for rocking out with us. Be sure to check in. Whatnot next week. You already know it is. Same time, same place, live right here on streetsradio.com. Be sure to send in your music at nadmp3s@gmail.com. Make sure this MP3 formatted with all information so we can get it on the air. You already know what it is. We live and direct tomorrow at Coney Island Boardwalk over there, Brooklyn, New York, for the Elegantness 6th Annual Summer Park Tour. It's going down over there at Coney Island Boardwalk, so it's going to be crazy. Be sure to go out there at 1 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Be sure to wear your bathing suits and all of that. You already know it's going to be hot, hot, outside, so be sure to get in tune with that, and you already know it is. The next day, Saturday, going to be live and direct in the Bronx. Yeah, the Bronx at Poe Park or whatnot, so be sure to come out and come kick it with us. Be sure to follow your girl on Twitter, at Miss Fifi NAB. Follow your boy, G3MZ718, and definitely follow Streets Radio, baby. We out of here. You already know what it is. One love, baby. Got to go out with your boy, Cali Boy, featuring Dre. Got me like, so ready to blow. Mm-hmm. We out, baby. One, Streets Radio.
Got me like.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy how I can't get you out of my mind. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy, you know? Let me tell you how I feel. Yeah.
Now every single day I'll be the man that you won't forget. Never have to worry about my love, cause I'm here for you. Girl, you got me like, you got me like, girl, you got me like.
You know what I'm saying? I got a lot on my mind. You know what I'm saying?
You got me like.
Let you know how I feel.
Girl, you got me like.
You're everything that I need, girl. You just know you got it.
Yeah.
And my heart racing for you when I can't seem to stop it. Are you the one that I've been searching for? Just put your trust in me and let all of your feelings go. Got so much guilt inside, I'm about to overload. And I love your pretty smile, I love to see it mouth. And I love your style, your selection of clothes. That perfume that you wear, I smell it everywhere I go.
Go.
And you don't care about the jewelry.
Nah.
Somebody who gon' do you right. Well, this is where you need to be.
Yeah.
Just put all of your faith in me.
Yeah.
Take you on a tangent through the park and conversate with me.
Okay.
It's me and you against the world, baby.
World, baby.
And I know at times it gets a little crazy.
Little crazy.
And when I'm gone and you be sitting home, you send me pictures with your camera phone when you all alone.
Now every single day I'll be the man that you won't forget. Never have to worry about my love, cause I'm here for you.
I'll do what I'm saying, just baby.
Girl, you got me like, you got me like, girl, you got me like.
Separator, had her ups and downs, but when they see you smile, they try to turn that smile into a frown.
Nah.
But they don't understand what we have is truly genuine.
Hey.
We sit together like the patches on a Letterman. You are the air I breathe, without you I would suffocate.
Breathe.
We looking good together,
yeah.
Look how we coordinate.
Hi.
We have our own opinions,
yeah.
At times we disagree,
for sure.
But deep inside my heart I know that you're the one for me. Yeah. And you bring out the best in me. Put us in the pot, we coming out the perfect recipe. Protect you so affectionate, never feel like you neglected. And I love that thing you do when you just want some attention. Cause one day we gonna have it all.
We'll have it all. Hit the mall and fall, then we gon' ball. Said we gon' ball. Take vacations to your perfect place. Expensive taste, and when I wake up in the morning, I'm blessed to see your face, girl.
Yeah. Hands up in the air like this. And repeat after me. Let's go. Let's go.